The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
Welcome everyone to the Friday night edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com and on the Mixler app and tune in and all that good stuff. Welcome everyone and hope everybody's ready for a great weekend. Rude, how about you? You ready for the Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, I thought I wasn't going to make it a few minutes ago. I'm stoked for Memorial Day, but just got back. Back to the house, and we had some tacos from Town Club. Yeah. Awesome food at Town Club in Alton, Illinois, by the way. Mm-hmm. So I get back, getting ready to, you know, do the show. Let my one of my Boston Terriers out, Pam. She's female. Let her out back, you know, let her do her thing. She comes back inside, and she's laying on the ottoman, and I go to, you know, give her a kiss on her back, and she must have rolled in something because it got all over my beard, and
yeah.
I had to run to the bathroom and soap up the old face and brush my teeth because it was either duck poop or a dead turtle, maybe. I don't know what it was. I'm gonna have to go investigate after the show, but the wife had to throw her in the tub and give her like a immediate bath. But yeah, I was stunned, to say the least.
yeah, I know how that goes. It's well, I've never had it on my face, but certainly taking Echo out and walking him, I've had plenty of times where the old poop bag, your finger goes right through and you got a fingers full of dog poop, and you know, you got to deal with him and try to get him back in the house so you can wash your hands without throwing up.
Oh, as soon as I went down to give her like a smooch on the back of her neck, I just it hit me, and I'm like, oh my God. And she knew she'd done something because she ran into her dog house. We got her like a indoor, it's not a kennel, but it's an indoor, you know, it actually looks like a dog house, and
right,
you know, it's nice and bougie in there for her. But yeah, I don't know what her problem was, having to roll in something, but she wins. She got me.
She got you. Your mouth was open.
Yeah, my mouth was wide open.
Well, I mean, I haven't had that, but I have plenty of nights where I get woke up in the middle of the night because Echo lays pretty much on top of me, and he's about 75 pounds, and I don't know how many nights I wake up to dog farts, and they're so pungent that it wakes me up out of a dead sleep. So yeah, he's now he's an old man. He's 15, so he really just doesn't care anymore. You know? Yeah,
he just lets them slip.
Yeah, he really does. He let one the other night whenever we brought food home, and was getting the food out of the bag, and he's sitting there looking at me and then just rocks one. I'm like, well, thanks, bud. That was what I was wanting whenever I came home.
Right.
But yeah, that's such is life having pets, man.
Yep, that's the beauty of it. I wouldn't trade it for the world. Poop on the beard, whatever.
Right. Yeah. Well, the vet came by yesterday and took a look at him, and because he's got a growth on his neck, and it doesn't look like it's anything like cancerous or anything like that, but that it's still going to have to be removed. And because it's I forgot what she said, it's like a cysticle something. But it could get like, she said she's seen it, especially with older dogs, those things can get like the size of a basketball.
Oh, wow.
So he's getting some antibiotics today and some steroids. So he'll really be the bully of the neighborhood then.
Yeah. And he'll be all juiced up and ready to go.
Yeah. So then, in a couple of weeks, he'll have to have it surgically removed. So all good. Hopefully it's nothing more serious than that. They'll have to do a biopsy and stuff like that before, and do blood work to make sure he's okay before he, goes under the knife. But other than that, man, looking forward to the weekend. Got my tickets this morning for Top Gun Maverick tomorrow morning and at the IMAX, and really looking forward to that, dude. I've been reading some of the reviews, and it seems like everybody really likes it. Some people have even said that it's better than the first one.
Wow.
Yeah,
you're right. I am dangerous.
Yeah. Well, and that was on last night on, I forgot what channel, but I couldn't watch it on, you can't watch things like that on regular television where they edit it out.
No, it's ridiculous. It's like, why even bother?
Yeah. So I'm stoked about that. And, then plan on doing some barbecuing probably Sunday. And, I'm going to say there's going to be a game 7 with the Blues. So I'm going to barbecue before whatever time the game starts.
There you go. Going back to that Top Gun thing, man, I still, you know, as a kid and even now as a, you know, 42 year old adult, I still get on the old mountain bike and put the earbuds in and listen to some Kenny Loggins Highway to the Danger Zone. And you bet your butt that I'm going about Mach 2 on that mountain bike through the neighborhood. Just smooth as silk, man.
Oh yeah, man. I remember those days when we were kids and you know, on our bicycles and doing the same thing, man. And I a lot of people knock the nostalgic stuff, but I like it. You know, I'll probably I'm horrible about it, but I got teary eyed when we went to the movies to see the new Ghostbusters. I'll probably get teary eyed with this too.
Yeah, hey, you got a big heart, man, and wear your bomber jacket. You know, I yeah. think mine from fifth grade still might be at my parents' house. I mean,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Why not?
I wish I still had mine, man. I'd totally rock it. So yeah, we're going to do that. And we got, hopefully there'll be a game 7 on Sunday, and we'll talk more about the Blues in a little bit and their series. And, the Warriors closed things out last night, so we'll talk about that. And of course, it's Friday, so we've got some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot to get to this afternoon or this evening, and got a lot of stuff to cover. And let's take a break, and we'll get back into it here in just a few. You're listening to the Something to Say Radio Show on WGSO. Stick around, we'll be right back.
The Cool Carafe chills a half bottle of wine in 60 seconds. Go to coolcarafe.com to see the video. Pour your wine into the Cool Carafe, 60 seconds later, it's perfectly chilled. Chills half a bottle in about 1 minute. Watch the video and place your order at coolcaraffe.com. That's coolcaraffe.com. Also available at Martin's Wine Cellar, coolcaraffe.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Located at the Frenchman Hotel, Midnight Revival pairs live music with an exciting beverage program. Our new spot on Frenchman Street offers classic cocktails, but it's the tropical libations that will keep you coming back. Midnight Revival even has our own take on the hurricane called the Champion of the World, made with passion fruit liqueur and a blood orange puree. Visit Midnight Revival at 417 Frenchman Street, follow Midnight Revival NOLA on social media, or visit MidnightRevival.com for the latest updates on sips and sounds that await.
Hey, Roz here. Have you outgrown your current square footage? In the market to start developing a real estate investment portfolio? Or are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions about where to start? I'm Roz and Caramer with Ladder and Bloom. Whatever your real estate needs, let my experience and enthusiasm help guide you through every detail. I've assisted clients just like you on both sides of the lake. Call Roslyn Caramer at 504-473-8337, the agent that cares.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Sticking around for the Something to Say radio show, and the NBA playoffs are keeping on keeping on. We now know one half of what the NBA finals is going to be. Last night, the Warriors beat the Mavericks. Let's see, what was it, 120 to 110. It actually was a pretty good game, really. Not a lot of defense, obviously, with 230 points, but a good game nonetheless, and they'll be waiting the tonight's game with the Celtics and the Heat, but no such love for me in the old betting world again last night, and it's killing me, man.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. I had another multiple leg parlay. I think it was around 13 or 14, and I missed two. I missed Brunson's points, mm-hmm. and I forget who else's assists. I'd have to look, but needless to say, it doesn't matter. I lost, but yeah. I'm hoping I can get back on the winning train tonight with Boston in the Heat. I'm gonna bet conservative on some of my picks as far as, you know, points go for, you know, the Celtics with Tatum and Brown, but mm-hmm. You know, keep my fingers crossed. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think I had a 14 leg parlay last night, and I lost out on three of them. Bronson's points, let's see, Steph Curry's points, because I think he was just a bit shy. I think
that's what it was for me. I missed his I missed his three-pointers. I had him going for hitting three, and I don't even know what he hit. I know it didn't. Right. Yeah. So yeah, I missed it by one.
I had him with I needed him to get 21 points and he got 15. And Luka Doncic, I missed his assists. He needed eight and he had six. So yeah, and you know, and the tough part is I mean, betting on the Eastern Conference Finals has just been a nightmare.
Yeah, they've been underperforming left and right, man.
It's so many ups and downs with it. You really don't. I mean, I was looking at DraftKings today, but I got to figure something out when I get home because I haven't used them in a while, and it was giving me the same issues that it gave me before, where it said my bank won't allow for online gambling. So, which I don't ever have a problem with FanDuel, but I don't know, I guess something with DraftKings, but they've got a really good a profit boost today for that game too, where they give you a 50% profit boost.
Yeah, I'll be taking that. And I noticed last night here in Illinois, you could they matched when you made a deposit, they matched 50% of that. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, some free money there to probably lose, but hey, we're gonna try it out,
give it a shot. You know, I'm hoping to now that my number got called for Saints season tickets, I'm hoping the good folks of FanDuel or DraftKings are the ones that are going to be sponsoring my season tickets this year.
Hell yeah, man.
But tonight the over under on the game is 202, which you would think that should be an over, but the last two games the Heat have really underperformed.
Yeah,
and I know that their over under on DraftKings today was 86, and I was like, man, I could see. I mean, that 86 isn't a whole lot.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler's been a joke the last couple of games, man. Yeah, it's like I might not even include him in this.
Yeah, I was looking at that too. I mean, the nice thing, what I did like about, because I hadn't done any basketball on DraftKings, but one of the things I liked about that is you can, you know, like on FanDuel, you've got the alternative points and alternative rebounds, things like that, but you can pick basically an over-under alternative line on these guys, so you could stack it to where, like, his, you know, you take the under of him scoring 30, and you're still doing all right. I think whenever I put my parlay together, the payout was over $3,000.
Yeah, I mean, DraftKings, they do it well on that, man. Like I said, with those the bonus or the boost that you get for each game, you know, you line up like a 10 pick parlay and you know, those legs hit for you, man. You a $15-$20 bet, that's easily over a grand.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't look for the Heat to put up much of a fight tonight. The way they've played the last couple of games, they've looked terrible.
Yeah, I hate the Heat, man. There ain't nothing I like about Miami. I'm totally on board with Boston.
Yeah, and I think that would be a good series too, because you got you know, you have obviously a really good offensive team with the Warriors, but you've got a really good defensive team with the Celtics. So,
right.
I think with the way that the Celtics play, I think it's a lot different than the Mavericks are. Like, the Mavericks want to throw up a ton of threes. The Celtics are content playing, you know, taking mid-range jumpers and not relying on a three-point game, which I think is so important, especially in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to see too. I know Tatum's been a little banged up with a shoulder injury. He's played through it. But, you know, and then I guess, well, the finals will start on your birthday on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, the quicker they can close this out, the better off they're going to be so they can get some rest. I know Marcus Smart's kind of been on, play one game, take a game off because of an ankle injury.
Yeah.
But they definitely need that little bit of a break so they can get rested up and get healthy for the finals.
Yeah, I agree with you there, especially Tatum. When he's on, I think he's better than any player on Golden State, including Steph Curry. Steph Curry, over the past few months, has came back down to earth. Yeah, he was shooting the lights out there for a while. I mean, it was ridiculous. But, you know, that seemed to have stopped for him. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, let's take a break. We'll get some we'll get some news, and we'll come back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
Shed a tear 'cause I'm missing you. I'm still all right to smile. Think about you every day now. Was a time when I wasn't sure. You set my mind at ease. There ain't no doubt you're in my heart now. Say, woman, take it slow. It'll work itself out.
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. The State House has overwhelmingly voted for a measure that would remove the current restrictions on the state's name, image, and likeness law. Crowley Representative John Stefanski says the measure would allow universities and their employees to participate in NIL deals, which allow student athletes to receive endorsement money.
To be able to point them in a direction or somewhere that the school might currently do business with. And it's something that all the other states have the ability to do.
Senate Transportation made the decision to defer Bow Bridge Representative Mike Huval's bill to ban handheld cell phone use while driving. New Orleans Senator Gary Carter continued to hit on the point made by several lawmakers that Huval's bill would lead to law enforcement profiling drivers who may or may not be using their cell phones in order to look for larger offenses.
All the officer has to say is he was holding it. Okay, and therefore, I had them pull him over. And then when I pulled him over, Your Honor, I saw XYZ in the car.
But that can happen
now,
today, sir.
And that stop has now led to unfortunate consequences. Okay.
LRN.
So, you got a good feeling about any on this card?
You kidding? I've got three solid picks here with big payouts.
And they're off. We've got a tight race today, folks. These sprinters are out of the gates and jockeying for position.
So, who you got winning this thing?
And here they are between the turns.
You know, I really like Triple Tripler for up to $3,000. Of course, Lucky Corners is fun and it has a top prize of $14,000. And finally, my man Slingo Doubler is always a favorite with a top prize of $30,000.
I'm not seeing these names out there.
Of course not. I'm talking about the brand new scratch-offs from the lottery. You can find them at any lottery retailer. They should all be standing in the winner's circle.
Oh, okay. I just thought, you know, because, you know, we are where you know. You know what? Just go ahead and do your thing.
And down the stretch they come, folks. It's $1 Triple Tripler, $2 Lucky Corners, and coming up fast is $3 Slingo Doubler from the lottery. Went up to $30,000. It's gonna be a photo finish. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Back with more of the Something to Say radio show, and we were talking about we alluded to hockey, and of course, being a big Blues fan, it was nice win Wednesday night for the Blues, being down 3-0 facing elimination, and came all the way back and won in overtime. And I'll tell you what, the look on those people's faces in Denver was priceless.
Yeah, it was like, what happened?
Right. You know, and of course they all have their stupid little signs that say we stand with Naz, and you know, we've talked about that. And again, you know, I don't support anybody, you know, threatening the guy's life or, you know, the racist comments and things like that. But the way that he's being portrayed in national sports media is just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, he's like a messiah, you know?
Yeah.
I think he's a DB, but...
I agree with you. You know, he's had six instances. We talked about it the other day. Six times he's been suspended for dirty hits. And I was looking today, I was on Facebook and I saw something. It wasn't an NHL thing I follow. It was like, I don't know, it was a hockey thing, but there was a picture of the Blues winning. And then like, of course there's a bunch of people on there ridicule on the Blues for going after him. Like, what do you expect?
Right. Yeah. You know, that guy's about as cool as a Cortland Finnegan.
Yeah, wow. That's a name I haven't thought of in a long time.
Yeah. I mean, basically that's the same guy, different sport.
Yeah, it really is. And to make him out to be, you know, the saint that he's really not, it's ridiculous. And you know, I'll give the Avalanche credit, man. I mean, well, Nathan MacKinnon, that guy is phenomenal on the Avalanche. That he had a hat trick on Wednesday night, and that third goal he scored, he took it coast to coast from his own goal and put a move on. I don't think anybody could have stopped it, but you know, here's the deal. They took their foot off the gas and the Blues didn't. And
that guy's a stud, man. Like you said, he went one end to the next. You know, if I would have been out there on the ice, my back brakes would have went out and there'd have been an accident there on the ice.
Yeah, it was incredible. I mean, it was one of those things like there was nothing you could even say, like, holy crap.
Yep. He's a stud.
But you know, and they kept him quiet all series up until then. Those were the only three goals that he scored was all in game five. But you know, here's the deal: you get you're only down one. You got this game tonight back in St. Louis. So you know, as long as they take care of business, the only thing you can ask for is to go to a game seven because anything can happen.
That's right, man. You just got to show up, and you know, like you said, anything goes, man.
Well, you know that place is going to be loud as hell tonight. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm hoping Brett Hall's there with a little bit of with a little bit of whiskey in him and does a little pep talk for the game.
Yeah, I would assume he would be, and I doubt he has a little bit of whiskey. He probably has a lot of whiskey with him. And,
fair enough.
He probably would be. I'm sure you saw that picture whenever they were in the Stanley Cup Finals a couple of years ago when they won, and you know he's tweaking his nipples because he's drunk and he's playing with chinchillas and flipping off the Bruins.
He's doing all the right things, BJ.
Yeah, I think he's just having a really good time.
Yeah.
But, last night the Edmonton Oilers, they closed out their series against the Calgary Flames. So they're waiting on the winner of the Blues and Avalanche. And, man, I'll tell you what, if the Blues pull this off and they come back and they win this series, it would be hard for me to think that Edmonton's a great team and they have probably the best player in hockey with Connor McDavid. And I think the Blues will be able to take care of business against them. I think whoever wins the series is probably going to end up playing against the Lightning in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah, I think I hope if we do advance, I hope Bennington can come back full strength from that knee injury.
I hope so too. It looks, I mean, they were saying, it could be a couple of weeks, but you know, that would put it, I don't know if they did advance, who knows when they're going to, they'd probably start because game seven would be Sunday. They would probably start on Tuesday or Wednesday. So he probably would still have to miss a game or two, but I think he would eventually be back. I would hope.
Yeah. Wrap it in some duct tape and get out there.
Yeah, I know he didn't even want to come out of that game when he actually got hurt and they made him. So,
yeah, that was unfortunate, man. That's where all this drama started with him, you know, injuring our guy. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what made it worse was that the night before it was a different player. I think it was Gerard who ended up getting his sternum broken, but I think he's the one that ran Bennington over in the game before that, and luckily, you know, he avoided getting hurt, but no such luck whenever Kadri did it. So we'll see. I feel like they're gonna win this game tonight. I'm confident. I think that place is gonna be electric, and they're gonna feed off of that win on Wednesday night. And you know, last year the Avalanche, they were I think they were up 2-0, and they ended up choking and losing that series against the Vegas Knights last year. So that stuff creeps in your mind, man, whenever when you had your opportunities to take them down and you didn't do it.
Yeah. It could be like that movie Sudden Death, when Jean-Claude Van Damme, he laces them up and he's out there on the ice for a little bit. You know, maybe he'll just go out there and throw a couple karate kicks or something and drop the ace of spades and the five of clubs on the old – on the old Avs, and
they won't be getting up.
Nope, they'll no, sir, BJ.
Oh man, let's shift gears a little bit. I didn't know this was going on, but today on MLB.com, there's a huge — and this article, honestly, is a hell of a lot bigger than what I thought it really could be. But did you realize that there was an underground cheesesteak eating contest in the MLB?
I had no idea.
I didn't either. Apparently, it all started with Dimitri Young, and I guess this was back in the early 2000s. The Tigers were playing against Philadelphia, and over a 3-game series, he ate 11 cheesesteaks. Can you imagine? I mean, I can't. I don't think I could do that. Even if I try, like, I don't think I'd even want to. I like cheesesteaks, but that's an awful lot of cheesesteak, man.
Yeah, I mean, did he have his own, like, personal bathroom?
I hope so.
Talk about blowing it up.
Let's see. Oh, well, he doesn't hold the record. Apparently other teams, when they come to town, a lot of them take this challenge. And a Mets bullpen catcher had 14 in 2011. A second bullpen catcher had 17 in 2013. And then 2 years later, Bruins bullpen catcher, he had 18. And then the record goes to the Rockies strength coach, who had 21 and a half Philly cheesesteaks over 3 days.
Wow, that's amazing. What the hell is up with all these bullpen catchers, man? Are their colons, like, made out of iron?
I guess so. Well, you don't have to do much, you know? You just
warm
people up.
You're in a sitting position most of the time, so you're probably just letting it fly.
You probably shouldn't be trusting any farts that you're letting, by the way.
No, I mean, you're out there in the bullpen, so you're just — those poor fans in the bleachers are probably getting gassed out.
Huh. Well, at least they're not wearing their home whites. There's a story for another day.
Yes.
Back in the old high school days of playing basketball. All right, we got to take a break, and we will tell that story sometime. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
The Cool Carafe chills a half bottle of wine in 60 seconds. Go to coolcarafe.com to see the video. Pour your wine into the Cool Carafe. 60 seconds later, it's perfectly chilled. Chills half a bottle in about 1 minute. Watch the video and place your order at coolcarafe.com. That's coolcarafe.com. Also available at Martin's Wine Cellar. coolcarafe.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Located at the Frenchman Hotel, Midnight Revival pairs live music with an exciting beverage program. Our new spot on Frenchman Street offers classic cocktails, but it's the tropical libations that will keep you coming back. Midnight Revival even has our own take on the hurricane called the Champion of the World, made with passion fruit liqueur and a blood orange puree. Visit Midnight Revival at 417 Frenchman Street, follow Midnight Revival NOLA on social media, or visit MidnightRevival.com for the latest updates on sips and sounds that await.
Hey, Roz here. Have you outgrown your current square footage? In the market to start developing a real estate investment portfolio? Or are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions about where to start? I'm Roz and Karamer with Ladder and Bloom. Whatever your real estate needs, let my experience and enthusiasm help guide you through every detail. I've assisted clients just like you on both sides of the lake. Call Rosalind Karamer at 504-473-8337, the agent that cares.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Something to Say radio show. It's the last segment of the week, which you know always equals Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. And I've got some real doozies for you this week. And we'll kick things off. Let's see, Rudy, I've got a Walmart story. I got a somewhat local story here in Louisiana, or have a McDonald's story. Which one would you like?
Well, last week we started off with Walmart, so let's go with old Ronald McDonald this time.
All right, good pick. This comes from foxnews.com, and the headline is Florida woman at McDonald's flips out over wrong order, calls 911, then twerks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and there's the surveillance video that's also on this article. That's pretty awesome. So let's see here. A Florida woman was arrested on Friday after throwing and knocking things down at a McDonald's. The woman, identified as Tianis Jones, 22, intended to pick up her order of a Happy Meal, chocolate shake, a Filet-O-Fish, tea and fries, according to WTVT, after placing the order online. When she arrived at the drive-thru, she was directed to pull up to the third window. I didn't realize there was a third window.
Me neither.
Instead, Jones ignored the directions, parked her car, and entered the restaurant to address the mistake. The McDonald's surveillance video captured Jones' interaction with employees. She became so irate that it led to a call to 911 over the wrong order. While Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd, of course, that guy is the county sheriff named Grady Judd, only released 2 minutes of Jones' conversation with 911. The entire call lasted 10 minutes. She was quoted as saying, "I'm at McDonald's. I'm 5 months pregnant," Jones says. "These people don't know how to run an effing McDonald's. I want my money. They tried to cheat me out of my money. I want my money." Jones' sister attempted to calm her down, but to no avail. In addition, McDonald's even offered to reimburse Jones, but she refused. The 22-year-old began knocking over food condiments from the counter and later went behind the counter to throw stacks of cups. Jones would eventually exit the McDonald's, but not before twerking. "I don't know what was wrong with her that night," said Judge. "I don't know if she was two fries short of a Happy Meal, but she created a McMess and acted like a McNut. She ended up a McBurglar." Jones faces burglary with assault, criminal mischief, disorderly conduct, and misuse of 911 charges.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I was so pissed off it made me twerk.
Right? I remember one time I was on my way to our band was playing over in St. Louis, and we took the quote unquote shortcut through North St. Louis. And as we're going down the street, there were two chicks. It was like a Sunday afternoon. Two chicks on the side of the on the sidewalk having a twerk off. Just nobody else was there. Just those two.
Wow. did you stop? I would have stopped, and I don't know. I would have.
It wasn't the safest of neighborhoods for us to get out and do to stop. So
I agree. I've taken that route multiple times, and it's dangerous.
Yes, it is. All right. Well, I'll save the Walmart one for last then. But so we'll talk about these two guys here in Louisiana. And this comes from CDLLife.com, which who knew? Maybe now that you're getting your CDL, you can join this website, Rick.
Probably going to immediately.
So the headline is two arrested in Louisiana for illegally transporting a house and then abandoning it in the road. Police in Iberia Parish, Louisiana, recently arrested two men in connection with an illegal heavy haul that resulted in property damage and a power outage. At 3:30 in the morning on May 22nd, the Iberia Parish Sheriff's Office responded to Burrard Road in Leroyville, I guess it's how you pronounce it, for a report of an illegal transport of a house. When officers arrived on the scene, they found an abandoned truck, trailer, and a house blocking the 400 block of Burrard Road. This has been an ongoing situation, and the owner of the house, Tony Domingue, was instructed and warned by sheriff's office officials that proper permits needed to be acquired from Iberia Parish government. Those instructions were ignored, and during the move down Codo Holmes Road, many mailboxes, road signs, and trees were damaged in the process, as well as hitting power lines and poles, causing 695 Clico customers to be without power. I'd be so pissed.
Lovely. Yeah, I would have hunt that dude down.
Police located and arrested Domingue and Nico Tomo on charges of violation of parish ordinance, obstruction of highway commerce, and criminal damage to property. Both men were booked into the Iberia Parish Jail on the bond of $125,000 apiece. Now, the best part is, and I need to send you this this article because it has these two guys' mugshots, and I guess it's Nico Como. He has a very interesting tattoo on his nose. It goes all the way up his nose, and it appears to be a tattoo of male genitalia.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely.
How can you go wrong? You're destined for awesomeness.
Yeah, you're. I can't even say it on the radio, but you're destined for greatness with that. Yeah, you're gonna need to send me that.
Well, I remember whenever I got my first speeding ticket when I was in college, and I went to court for it, and there was a guy there with devil horns tattooed on his forehead, and. Guess who ended up going to jail that day?
That retard.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure I've seen him before too. I think he I used to run into him in the grocery store before, and I was just like, wow, you're really doing it, bud.
Yeah, I mean, again, you're destined for greatness whenever you do something stupid like that.
Yeah.
All right, so I want to get to this last one before we got to get out of here. We got a couple minutes left. This comes from WSB TV 2 in Atlanta, and the headline is man arrested following drunken joyride on motorized cart through East Georgia Walmart. In Evans, Georgia, an East Georgia man was charged after he took a drunken joyride on a motorized shopping cart through a Walmart near Augusta. A Columbus County Sheriff's deputy was called out to the store in Evans, Georgia on Tuesday around 10:30 in the morning for reports of a man who appeared to be intoxicated driving through the store on the motorized buggy. At one point, the man was also seen urinating on the floor in the store's pet aisle as well. I observed him to be drinking the 20-ounce can of natural ice and another in his basket, along with potato salad and the sandwich he had eaten and tossed the trash on the shelf. The responding deputy wrote in the incident report obtained by WRDW-TV. The TV station said Walmart doesn't want to prosecute the man for the items he consumed inside the store because the value of everything was below $25. The deputy did charge him with public drunkenness and public indecency. The deputy also told the man he would be arrested if he ever returned to any Walmart property.
Yeah, it sounds like that guy had a hell of a night, you know, and why not take a piss in the
pet aisle?
Yeah, I mean, they just blame it on old Roy, you know?
Old Roy. I remember one time, real quick, before we get out here, I went to Walmart with my mom, and there, you know, they have the meat bins that are right there in the meat department that sit kind of like islands, you know? Uh-huh. And somebody had apparently had the Hershey squirts and diarrheaed a trail around the meat bin, and then the Walmart worker was standing there guarding it with little cones, like it was a crime scene around the meat bin.
They do that. I've seen that before, where they're like, somebody would drop a doogie on the floor, and then old grandma would run her cart through it and drag that turd about three aisles over, and just be, it'd be like a little path, you know, like the golden little, I don't even know where I'm going. I don't even know where I'm going with this, man, but it was something to see. That's for sure.
It put a whole new spin on leaving skid marks through the store.
Yeah. It was a super skid.
All right, man. Well, that's going to be it for us. We got to get out of here. We'll be off on Monday. We'll be back on Tuesday. So everybody enjoy your Memorial Day, and make sure to be safe and have fun. So, Rude, I will talk to you soon. And,
all right, buddy. Have a safe Memorial Day, and drink some beer for me, and be safe.
All right. Will do. You as well. All right. And until Monday or Tuesday, I guess, we'll just play Gloria. Go Blues.